Not his first dip into megalomania, but this one's pretty egregious, you know? I feel like at some point somebody told Trump that American Christians don't actually believe in anything other than child molestation. And he was like, oh, so I can do anything. And then he was told, unwisely, he was told, yeah, you can do anything. And Trump since then has been testing the limits on what you can do to blaspheme without experiencing any political consequences. And I think that he might have found something people actually get mad about. Who's that guy he's touching? It can't be Epstein. Well, in this picture, it is. So, you know, take from that what you will. What did he do now? Are you looking at the screen? He's depicting himself as Christ the Redeemer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Father and the Son, you know, the guy. You see? It's not good. It's not good. He said he thought he was a Red Cross doctor. Right. Yeah. Trump obviously is not a Christian and finds it delightful to shit on Christians the same way he finds it delightful to shit on veterans. He doesn't like suckers. He doesn't like rubes, you know? This one maybe went a little bit too far. I did see these delightful images on the he deleted the Truth Social post, by the way, which, you know, not very common for him. A lot of unhappy people here in the Truth Social posts, and I guarantee you a lot of them are authentic. As much as American Christians believe in nothing, and oh boy, do they believe in nothing. They really, really, truly do not believe in anything. As much as that might be the case, this one might be a step too far. They can tolerate some attacks on the Pope because they don't care for the Pope because they're not Catholic. They don't believe in his, you know, divinely ordained infallibility. They don't care for the Holy See, but this one's a little bit too far. Jesus Christ is like the only religious figure that evangelicals care about. They don't have saints, you know? They don't care about anything else. They don't really talk about Peter or the mother, you know, Mother Mary. They don't talk about Magdalene. They just talk about Jesus. Jesus is like their only guy. If Trump outright said, I am the reincarnated Messiah, I am Christ, do you think he could get away with it? I mean, I do think that, like, to an extent, the incredible stupidity and obliviousness of the average evangelical is really playing to his favor here, but this is really over the top. This is really over the top, you know? Even, I got this one, even Michael Knowles. I assume someone has already told him, but it behooves the president both spiritually and politically to delete the picture, no matter the intent. Which you can kind of imagine him saying this through gritted teeth. I think it's very funny to me because, of course, Michael Knowles is also not a real believer, but he probably did wake up and see that and think, "Holy shit, Trump is actually going to tank evangelical support for Christians." I didn't, or sorry, evangelical support for Republicans. I didn't think it was possible, but I think he might actually. He might actually do it. He does largely describe the Antichrist, yeah, for sure. Paula White referring to Trump as God, yeah, he's the closest thing they have to a pope.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God, and therefore, and I won't do that.
And any tongue that rises against him will be condemned according to the word of God.
It is God that raises up a king. It is God that sets one down. And so, when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God.
This is pretty common evangelical rhetoric, but it's worth pointing out that also evangelicals say this about their local priest. Like, evangelical priests and mega pastors will say this about themselves while they fuck kids. It's pretty common. The idea that, like, if they're in power, it must be because God put them there. So if you disagree with them, you're disagreeing with God. That's pretty common. This is not as common. Typically, even evangelicals don't literally depict themselves as Christ. So, you know. It remains funny. He did delete the post, and he did while standing next to a DoorDash lady who DoorDashed McDonald's as part of a promotional stunt by the campaign to advertise their no tax on tips plan. He did take a question on this.
Did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depiction. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better. As an example, the 11,000, I understand your husband's going through treatment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's
He
going
has
through some
cancer.
very serious cancer treatment, so
Yes, sir.
this goes a long way.
Yes, sir. It sure does.
That's the DoorDash lady. That's the DoorDash lady that he's talking to. Check out the amazing Tim quote tweet. Oh, thank God, I was worried Trump thought of himself as Jesus, but it turns out he's just retarded, was worried for a second. You can expect more of this over time, like where the Republican sharks are already getting ready for a post-Trump world. They're just waiting to see who they can throw their weight behind next. It's probably J.D. Vance will probably be the candidate in 2028, but I doubt he's going to be the guy they throw their weight behind. Like, culturally, you know, he won't have the cultural weight. The rats are trying to find the new ship. Rubio? No, it's not going to be Rubio. No cultural force, no cultural force. There's a reason why Trump is special, you know. It's going to be Newsom. Actually, I think it's more likely that it would be Newsom than any of the current crop of Republicans, but we'll have to see. They need a narrative. They're aware of the fact that Newsom is a lot like Trump, a reasonably charismatic grifter who believes in nothing. So it's possible they might try to throw their weight on there. Newsom switching parties would be good for us. I didn't say he'd switch parties. New level of blasphemy, I guess. We'll see how that plays out. Where is, what's his name? This image needs Sam Hyde. Sneeko ex Professor Zhang and Alexander Dugin. What did Liv tweet? The modern day Foucault, thank you. Yeah. Epstein? No, I don't think he argued much with Epstein. X, not V? No, Sneeko is moderating the debate. Gotta go and watch this. What is Professor Zhang hoping to accomplish with his lectures? Make money. This is the whole thing. Aw, man, this looks scuffed as hell. I was hoping it would be like an in-person. Never mind, this looks boring as fuck. I was hoping they'd like sit in armchairs or something, you know? Bro, they don't got money for that? I think they do. I mean, I guess it probably doesn't help that, like, Dugin might have some warrants against him in other countries. I'm not entirely sure. What is it with the Manosphere and wearing black dress shirts? Do they not know what makes them look like a waiter? I don't get it. Didn't Dugin's daughter die in a car bombing years back? Hashtag beast mode. Pack watch. They think it's edgy to wear black shirts. It makes you look like either a waiter or a recently divorced older man trying to go back into dating by going to a club and hitting on girls 20 years younger than him. Black dress shirts look far better than white ones. For one, you're incorrect. For two, it depends on the context. For three, you don't have to wear a white one either. You could wear any color other than white or black. Black very clearly signifies either like edgy Spider-Man 3, the symbiote is taking over, or you're a waiter. It is very Paramore coded, 100%. Paramore, Evanescence, absolutely. But dressing like you're a member of Paramore does not make you look less like a divorced dad trying to hook up with, you know, 20-year-old women at the club.